哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, happy Sabbath to brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠能够时常与我们众人同在。
May the grace of God be with us always.
在我们今天安息日的聚会当中，
During our Sabbath service today,
我们要用灯台中的人子来做彼此学习的内容。
We're going to use the topic of the man among the lampstands as our mutual encouragement.
在我们上一次的学习当中，我们谈到了启示录有七个福气。
Last time we learned how there are seven blessings in the book of Revelation.
我们请翻到启示录的第一章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章的第三节。
Revelation 1 verse 3.
第三节。
Verse
3. 念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。启示录当中从开宗明义一开始就告诉我们，
The beginning of Revelation tells us,
说能够念这卷书上的预言，听见又遵行的都是有福气的人。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy.
所以虽然有时候我们觉得启示录非常的深奥难懂，
Although we often find that the book of Revelations is very mysterious and difficult to understand.
或者觉得里面的内容与我的生活好像没有相干，
Or we feel like the content has nothing to do with our life.
但其实在启示录当中有许许多多今天信仰生活的学习。
However, there are many things we can apply to our life from this book.
所以在今天我们的聚会中，我们继续来从当中做查考。
So we're going to continue to study from this book.
我们请翻到启示录一章的第十二节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，十三节。
13.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，十四节。他的头发他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，十五节。脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音，十六节。他的右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。在这里，使徒约翰看到了一个异象。
Here, Apostle John sees a vision.
他说在林里，他听到有声音发出大响声跟他说话。
In the spirit, he heard a loud voice.
所以他就转过身来，要看是谁在跟他说话呢？
So he turns around to see who is this voice that is speaking to him.
他说，当他转过来，他看到了七个灯台。
When he turned around, he saw seven golden lampstands.
而这灯台当中有一位仿佛人子的形象。
And in the midst, there was one like the Son of Man.
接下来就给予了很多对于这个人子的形容词。
Afterwards, it describes this Son of Man.
我们都知道耶稣基督来到世间。
We all know that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth.
成为人子，并且为我们献上了赎罪的祭。
To become the Son of Man and the sacrifice for our sins.
所以圣经里面特别告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
他说耶稣基督是初熟的果子。
That the Lord Jesus Christ is the first fruits.
所以从他以后的都要像他。
From him onwards, everyone must be like him.
就好像一棵橄榄树。
Just like an olive tree.
他说第一棵所结的是橄榄。
The first fruit that is born is an olive.
那接下来的果子也必须要是橄榄才可以。
Then the rest of the fruits that this tree bears should also be olives.
所以耶稣基督成为你我之间的长子。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ becomes our firstborn.
也成为我们众人学习的榜样。
As well as our example.
所以我们既然要像耶稣，
Since we must all be like Jesus Christ,
就必须要跟他有一样的性情，一样的形象，跟一样的表现。
Then we must have his same image, his same appearance.
所以在这里告诉我们说，在这灯台当中有一位仿佛是人子啊。
Among the lampstands, there was one who appeared like the Son of Man.
同时对他有许多的形容，都是今天我们必须要学习效法的样式。
And the description of the Son of Man is something that we should all learn from.
那这个人子到底有什么形象让我们学习呢？
And what were some descriptions of this appearance of the Son of Man that we can learn from?
怎么样才能够成为一个像基督的完美形象呢？
What must we do to have the perfect image of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们看回来启示录第一章的第十三节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节。说灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。在这里一开始就告诉我们，
Here it tells us,
他说约翰所看到的这个人子的形象，
That the appearance of this man, son of man, that John saw,
是身穿长袍直垂到脚，
was clothed with a garment down to the feet,
但是在胸间却挂着金带。
But a girded around the chest was a golden band.
在你我来说，我们看到这一段不会有什么感觉。
For you and I, when we read this, we don't really have any special feelings about it.
因为我们对他们的文化并不是这么的了解。
Because we don't really know much about their culture.
但是对约翰或对以色列人来说，
However, for John or the Israelites,
他们所看到的形象是一个非常非常奇怪的样式。
This would be a very strange image to them.
为什么非常奇怪呢？
Why would it be strange?
因为这样子的衣着，这样子的组合并不符合他们的观念。
Because this type of dressing, this garment, is not according to their concept.
当他们谈到身穿长袍直垂到脚，
When we talk about a garment down to the feet,
那是他们传统之中祭司的服饰。
This is traditionally the garment of a priest.
但是当这里讲到说胸束金带，这又不对啦。
But then it talks aboutA golden band girded around the chest, then this is wrong.
因为在他们的观念当中，胸束金带是君王的样式。
Because a king would have the golden band around the chest.
在以色列人的国度当中，
In the Israelite kingdom,
他们有两套完全不一样的系统。
There are two different sets of traditions.
也跟我们今天对政治或对国家的认识非常不同。
And it's very a different concept from our concept of politics.
以色列人有君王。
The Israelites had kings.
但是君王并不是国家最高的元首。
But the kings were not necessarily the highest authority of the country.
这跟我们的观念非常不同啊。
And this is very different from our concept.
通常一个国家如果是君王制度，
If a nation has a king,
那通常君王就是最高的权力的领导者。
Then usually that king is the highest authority of the land.
但是以色列国却不是这样。
But it wasn't like so for the Israelites.
他们在政治上面有君王的制度。
Politically, they had a king.
在宗教上面，他们有祭司的制度。
And religiously, they had the priests.
但是按照神所设计的他们的政治系统。
And according to the political setup that God had created for them.
他们在当中，其实大祭司是在君王的位置以上的。
Then the high priest was higher in status than the king.
所以大祭司的工作，
And so the role of the high priest,
是与神沟通，对神献祭，
was to sacrifice to the Lord and communicate with the Lord.
然后从神那里得到神的话语跟指示，转达给君王，
and receive the words and teachings of the Lord to pass on to the king.
然后君王的工作是执行内政或对外的征战。
And the role of the king were to take care of internal affairs or to take care of wars with other countries.
但是更重要的是，从大祭司所得到的神的旨意，把它实行，执行出来。
But most importantly, he was to take the words of the high priest and act upon it.
这个是他们所设定的一个 宗教王权的制度。
This was a religious kingdom.
但是呢，在他们这个系统当中是两个完全不同的线啊。
And so, but the political aspect and the religious aspect were two separate things.
从君王当中是大卫的子孙。
From the king's aspect, it was the lineage of David.
而在祭司的系统当中，则是亚伦的后裔。
And from the religious aspect, it were the descendants of Aaron.
所以君王归君王，祭司归祭司。
So the kings were the kings, and the priests were the priests.
但是在这里，约翰所看见的这个人子的形象。
But here, the image of the Son of Man that John saw.
却同时取得了两种不同的身份。
Simultaneously saw two different statuses.
他有穿着祭司的长袍。
He was wearing the garment of the high priest.
却又带着君王的金带。
Yet was wearing the gold band of the king.
这是今天你跟我在信仰路上所要学习得着的形象。
And this is the image that we must pursue in our path of faith.
所以在彼得前书的第二章。
And so in 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的第二章的第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这里说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。在这里，使徒彼得告诉我们
，Here the apostle Peter tells us，
说我们都是有君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priesthood。
就好像在这里所看见这个人子的形象一样。
It's like this image of the Son of Man that we saw。
虽然穿着祭司的长袍
，although he wore the garment of the priest，
却带着君王的金带。
Yet he wore the royal gold band around his chest。
所以这里告诉我们说，我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们每一位追求信仰的人
，and thus all of us brothers and sisters who are pursuing after our faith，
都要有祭司的形象来为神奉献，来为神侍奉。
Need to have the image of the priest to serve the Lord.
这是祭司的工作。
This is the work of the priest.
就是把祭物带到神面前，向神烧馨香的祭。
Which is to bring the offering to the presence of the Lord and sacrifice to a pleasant smelling aroma.
就是为人来代求，把人的祷告带到神的面前。
To intercede for others and to bring the prayers of others to the presence of God.
所以今天你要像祭司。
So today we must be like priests.
有两个要求你一定要达到。
But to do so, we need to have fulfilled two requirements.
第一个，你一定要能够献祭。
First, we must be able to make sacrifices.
献祭就是祷告啦。
And our sacrifices of prayer.
启示录当中告诉我们说啊，这个祷告就是馨香的祭带到神的面前。
Revelations tells us that our prayers are a sweet smelling aroma to the Lord.
所以啊，今天祭司一定要会祷告。
And so a priest today must know how to pray.
不但是为自己祷告。
Not only to pray for ourselves.
更要学会为众人来祷告。
But more importantly, to intercede for others.
所以以色列中的大祭司
And so the high priest of the Israelites
他要一年一度的来到神的面前
had to come to the presence of God once a year
把血奉到坛上
to bring the blood offering
并且为全以色列会众来代祷代求
and intercede for the entire Israelite nation
所以祭司的第一个工作就是献祭跟祷告
so the first role of the priest is to offer sacrifices and pray
为自己祷告为众人代求
to pray for themselves and to intercede for everyone else
这就是祭司的工作
This is the role of the priest
所以我们今天都要像祭司
And today we must all be like this priest
能够把自己的生命放在神的面前为主所用
To bring our life to the presence of God and be used by him
把生命用在更有价值更有意义的事上
And let our lives be used in more meaningful ways
为主来献祭
To sacrifice for our Lord
为百姓祈求
To pray for our nation
学会祷告
to learn how to pray
能够把时间用在教会的侍奉圣工上
and be able to use our time in serving the Lord
说这个就是有祭司的形象
this is having the image of a priest
但是你我不是只有祭司的形象而已
but you and I do not only have the image of a priest
特别告诉我们说我们不但是祭司而且还是君王
not only are we priests but we are kings
君王是有尊贵的身份
kings have a high status.
就是对自我的身份要有认识啊。
So we need to understand our status.
我们来看一下撒迦利亚书。
Let's look at the book of Zechariah.
旧约的倒数第二卷哦。
The second to last book of the Old Testament.
我们看撒迦利亚书的第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6.
第六章的第十二节。
6:12.12.
对他说，万军之主如此说，看哪、啊、那名称为大卫苗裔的，他要在本处长起来，并要建造神的殿。13节，他要建造神的殿，并担负尊荣，坐在位上掌王权，又必在位上做祭司，使两职之间筹定和平。撒迦利亚书当中，这是一个非常重要的预言。
This was a very important prophecy in Zechariah.
同时也是一个在当时他们不能够理解的一个说一个讲法。
And it was also something that the people of the time would not be able to understand.
就是在宝座上面做君王。
Was that on the throne there was the king?
但是又在位上做祭司。
But he was also a priest.
使两职之间筹定和平啊。
And the council of peace shall be between them both.
这个在他们来讲是很不能理解的。
This is something they wouldn't be able to understand.
但是这里的预言就是讲到耶稣基督，讲到人子。
However, this prophecy talks about our Lord Jesus Christ.
说啊，耶稣基督来到世间，最后要成为宝座上的君王。
The Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth, and in the end will be the king on the throne.
但是他又把自己献上成为最美的活祭。
However, he also offered himself to be the best living sacrifice.
所以按照麦基洗德的等次，他成为大祭司。
And so the order, according to the order of Melchizedek, he became the high priest.
这个是在希伯来书里面有特别说到的。
And this is mentioned in the book of Hebrews.
所以啊，耶稣基督是又为君王又为祭司。
Thus, the Lord Jesus Christ was also a king and a priest.
并使得这两个工作达到一个完美的平衡。
And he was able to bring a peace between the two roles.
所以我们刚讲到说，祭司的工作就是献祭跟代求。
We already mentioned that the role of the priest is to offer sacrifices and intercede.
而君王则是坐在宝座掌管王权。
And the role of the king is to sit on the throne and to have authority over the kingdom.
所以你我既然成为君王，
Now that we are all kings,
就要认识到自己有尊荣的身份。
We need to understand that we have a high status.
虽然在世人的眼中，
Although in the eyes of man,
我们大家都是非常平凡、非常普通的人。
We are normal people.
也没有人会特别来尊荣我们。
No one will think that we are very high in status.
好像我们就是非常普通的人而已啊。
We're just normal people.
但是你我都要有一个正确的自我认知。
But we need to have a correct understanding of ourselves.
就是虽然在世上我们只是人眼中的平凡人。
Although in the eyes of man, we are just normal people.
但是在神的国度当中，我们却是有身份有尊贵的神的儿女。
However, in the kingdom of God, we are precious children and have high status.
所以什么样的身份，你就要有什么样的表现啊。
So if we have the status, we need to have a certain type of works.
既然成为君王，这在路边乞讨就不相宜啊，就不适合啦。你是国王，在路边乞讨就不太适合啦。
So as a king, it wouldn't be appropriate for us to be a beggar on the street.
因为那个不是你的职，因为那个不符合你的身份。
Because this is not according to your status.
所以一个人要认识自己的身份。
So a person needs to understand their status.
才能够活出自己的本分。
So that they can live out their essence.
最后才能得到所应得的福分。
And in the end, they will be able to receive the blessings.
所以今天对你我来说。
So for you and I,
认识自己是谁，有什么身份是非常重要的。
It is very important for us to understand what kind of status we are and
recognize ourselves. 如果你认清自己，我们是有君王尊荣神的儿女。
And if we are able to recognize that we are precious kings and children of God,
我们是坐在宝座与主同掌王权。
That we sit on the throne and reign with God.
那我们就不会离开神的家，不会离开神的国度。
Then we will never leave the kingdom of God.
更不会跑去贪爱世界，追求世界。
And we will not pursue after the world and lust after the world.
不会把自己弄得污秽。
And we will not defile ourselves.
因为我们已经有尊荣了。
Because we already have this high status.
在这里讲说有尊荣，而且坐在宝座上掌王权。
he has, it says here, he bears the glory and he sits and rules on the throne.
啊，这里掌王权又是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to bear the glory?
啊，有时候啊，我们如果不是很清楚啊，
When we don't understand this,
我们可能会滥用了所谓的王权。
Then we may misuse this glory.
哦，跑到神的家中说，我是君王，你们大家都要听我的。
And go to the house of God and say, I am a king, you must listen to me.
在神的家中大呼小叫，自高自大。
And puff ourselves up.
哦，这样就把自己当成神国度的君王。
And say that this is how I am a king.
那其实啊，神国度的君王并不是这样。
But a king in the kingdom of God isn't like this.
什么叫做真正的君王？
What is a true king?
君王在自己的国度当中有能力，有权柄。
A true king has power and authority.
哦，他所说的话就会被执行，他的命令没有人可以阻挡。
His words will be established, and no one will go against anything he says.
所以，什么叫做真实的信仰君王
？And so, what is a true king in the faith?
我们来看箴言的第十六章。
Let's look at Proverbs 16.
箴言的第十六章。
Proverbs 16.
箴言十六章的第三十二节。
Proverbs 16:32.
三十二节，这里说不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如取城。在这里，圣经告诉我们
，Here the Bible tells us，
说什么样才叫做真正的君王，叫做制服你自己的心呢
？Is a true king is someone who is able to control their hearts。
因为你的国度在哪里
？Because where is your kingdom？
你的国度就是你的人生。
Because your kingdom is your life。
啊，一个失败的人
，A person who has failed，
他没有办法克制自己的人，他没有办法控制自己的身体。
Is unable to control themselves。
啊，他不想做的事，他跑去做。
The things that he does not wish to do, he does。
他想做的事，他又做不出来。
And the things that he wishes to do, he is unable to do。
啊，他是在控管国度当中的一个。失败者啊
！And so he has no control over his kingdom and is a failure.
我们今天常常讲到自由。
We often talk about freedom.
我们说美国是一个自由的国度。
We say that America is a free country.
啊，我要做什么，我就可以做。
I can do whatever I want.
我喜欢干嘛，没有人能够管我。
No one can stop me.
啊，所以啊，很多时候我们觉得教会管我们管的很多。
And sometimes we feel that the church restricts us a lot.
啊，圣经当中啊，管我们管的很烦呐。
And that the Bible restricts us to the point that it's really annoying.
有时候我们看外面的世界，人家可以做这个，人家可以做那个。
When we see the society and see how people can do this and that.
啊，但是为什么信了耶稣以后，我又不能做这个，我也不能够做那个
？But after believing in the Lord Jesus, I can't do this, I can't do that.
啊，所以有人讲说啊，信耶稣得自由，哪有自由啊？一点自由。
And so some people say, you say that believing in Jesus has freedom, there is no freedom.
啊，其实这个是在信仰路上的一种无知啊。
But this is a misunderstanding of faith.
啊，信仰当中给你得到自由。
In faith, you are able to have freedom.
什么样的自由呢？
And what kind of freedom do you have?
就是成为你生命君王的自由啊。
It is the freedom to be the king of your life.
啊，世界上的人，他们所谓的自由。
The freedom in society.
常常是让自己放荡到最后克制不了的自由。
Oftentimes allows us to let ourselves do anything to the point that we don't know how to control ourselves.
哦，我可以喝酒啊。
I can drink.
你谁都管不了我，我一天一罐又一罐的不停的喝啊。
You can't stop me. I'm going to drink a bottle and bottles a day.
啊，喝到我身无分文，一毛钱都没有。
To the point where I have no more money.
喝到我妻离子散，家人都离开我。
To the point where my family leaves me.
喝到我连工作都丢了。
To the point where I have no job.
喝到我身体坏了，肝硬化，快死了。我真是有自由，自由在哪里
？And to the point where my liver is failing and I'm about to die. Where is the freedom here?
他的自由在哪里？你告诉我啊。
Where is the freedom here?
哦，那个。很多人喜欢赌博啊。
A lot of people like to gamble.
啊，那赌博很好啊，没有人管我，我爱丢多少钱我就丢多少钱。
Gambling's great. I can throw how much money I want and no one can stop me.
啊，到最后啊，赌了半天，到最后啊，家破人亡。
But in the end, they become bankrupt.
你说他的自由在哪里啊
？Where is the freedom?
好多年以前，有一次我到拉斯维加斯啊。
Many years ago, I went to Las Vegas.
啊，没有，我不是去赌博啊。
I didn't go to gamble.
啊，那个时候啊，因为在拉斯维加斯有一些信徒。 徒。
There were some members in Las Vegas.
啊，所以那个时候在园林教会，他们都会定期的啊，就过去那边啊，帮忙牧养那边的信徒。
And so Garden Grove members used to go there and pastor the members.
啊，我有时候会跟着去帮忙翻译啊，因为那边的有些信徒是外国人啊，去帮忙翻译。
I used to go and help interpret.
啊，有一次我们啊到那边啊，在一间餐馆，在一间中餐馆吃饭。
Once we went and ate in a Chinese restaurant.
啊，然后就顺便跟那个服务生啊就聊了一下。
And we chatted with the waiter.
啊，想说啊，顺便邀请他，看他要不要来一起来聚会啊，一起来啊敬拜神。
And thought to maybe invite him to worship God with us.
啊，我们就问他说啊，你在拉斯维加斯多久啦
？And we asked him how long have you been in Vegas?
他说13年了。
And he said 13 years.
啊，然后既然呢、啊、话匣子打开啦，就开始聊啦。
And because we started discussion.
他说啊，他在这里啊，在餐馆打工已经打了13年了。
He just mentioned that he had been working at this restaurant for 13 years.
啊，但是啊，他13年来啊，虽然工作了13年，但是啊，存款一毛钱都没有啊。
But although he worked for 13 years, he had zero savings.
那为什么做打工打了13年，为什么会一毛钱都没有？
Why would he have zero savings after working for 13 years?
他说啊，他只要拿到薪水啊，就会，因为在拉斯维加斯嘛，拿到薪水就进赌场。
He said that as soon as he got his paycheck, he would go gamble.
然后他说有一天他一定会 hit the jackpot, 一定会赢到大奖。
And he said, one day I will hit the jackpot.
然后他就会有成为百万富翁，就可以快乐退休。
And he would be a millionaire and retire happily.
啊，所以啊，很多人是活在这种虚幻的梦中啊。
So a lot of people are living in this dream.
啊，我以前在上班的时候啊，有一个白人的同事。
When I used to work, I had a white coworker.
啊，他也是一样啊，每次啊，只要到了星期六、星期天啊，车子一开就是 Vegas 啊。
Every time it hit the weekend, he would drive to Vegas.
啊，然后啊，他会告诉我。
And he would tell me.
他在他的那个 cubicle, 在他的那个办公室的位置上面啊。
In his cubicle.
贴了好几张照片
There were many pictures.
都是他赢到 jackpot 的一些照片、啊、
There were all pictures of times he won the jackpot.
哇这一张、哦、赢四千这一张赢一万这一张赢一万二
This picture I won 4,000 This one I won 10,000 The other one、啊、I won 12,000
但是你玩了多久啊
And then I said Wow that's great How long did you play for?
他说他已经去连续去了30年了
He's been going for 30 years.
我心里想说、啊、是啦30年当中你就只有这三张照片而已啊
And so for 30 years you only have those three pictures.、
哦、你有没有想到30年当中你在里面到底丢了多少钱进去啊
Have you ever thought about how much money you've put in for these past 30 years?
你以为 Vegas 那么漂亮的 hotel 是谁盖的啊
Who do you think built those beautiful hotels in Vegas?
啊，就是我那个同事捐钱盖的、啊。
It's my coworker.
哎，但是啊，他都不记得啊。
But of course he doesn't remember.
他只记得说，你看我有赢到大奖啊。
He only remembers the times he won the jackpot.
哦，30年当中赢了三次啊，总共不到3万块啊。
In 30 years he won it three times. It wasn't more than $30,000.
啊，但是啊，这三十年当中已经不知道丢进去了多少个三万啊。
But we don't know how many times he's thrown in $30,000 while he gambled.
但是他改不了。
He's unable to change though.
脱离不了这种瑕疵。
He was unable to break himself free from this.
请问你告诉我他的自由在哪里
？Tell me where is his freedom?
哦，所以啊。今天君王的自由是君王的荣耀是什么
So today, what is the glory of the king?
君王的权柄在哪里
What is the authority of the king?
就能够就是借着神的帮助使我们能够攻克己心啊
It is by the power of God we are able to pummel our body.
啊，所以在罗马书里面保罗告诉我们
And so Romans Paul tells us.
啊，保罗说啊啊我真是苦啊
What a bitter man I am.
说啊谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
我不想做的恶我偏偏去做
That I do wish not to do I do.
我想做的善我却做不出来
And the good that I wish to do I am unable to do.
但是他说感谢主靠着耶稣基督我就可以改变了
But praise and thank God by the power of our Lord Jesus I can change.
靠着耶稣基督你就坐到这个君王的宝座上面、啊、
By the power and grace of God we are able to sit on the throne as a king
你就胸挂金带成为君王
And we can gird ourselves with this gold belt across our chest
有权柄不再被罪恶所辖制
And have the power no longer to be bound by sin、
哦、所以在这里我们看到这个人子的第一个形象
And so we see the first image of the Son of Man
就是在祭司跟君王当中得到的平衡
That he is able to bring peace between being the priest and the king.
啊，也是我们今天每一位信徒都必须要有的形象。
And this is the image that each of us need to have today.
我们看回来启示录的第一章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录的第一章。
Revelations 1.
第一章的第十四节
,14节
在这里说他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。在这里接下来的形容告诉我们
tells us here,
他说他所看到这个人子，他洁白如同雪，如同白羊毛一样。
That the Son of Man had head and hair, white as wool, white as snow.
这个是对我们今天效法人子的所有弟兄姐妹的第二个学习榜样。
This is the second way we should imitate the Son of Man.
就是白如雪，如白羊毛啊。
White like wool, white as snow.
要能够洁净，要能够干净啊。
We need to be clean and pure.
你看啊，那个这里是加州齁，所以这里不下雪啊。
There's no snow in California.
所以大家如果有空啊，有空有机会去看看雪啊。
So if you have the opportunity, go look at snow.
你看那个刚刚下来的雪啊，那个没有被人摸到弄脏污染的时候啊。
When the snow first falls and has not been touched yet.
那个是晶莹剔透啊，没有杂质啊。
It is pure. There are no blemishes to it.
所以啊，今天这里讲说人子的形象如同白羊毛，像雪一样。
And so the image of the Son of Man was like white as wool, white as snow.
告诉我们说，我们今天的生命要追求圣洁，在神面前没有瑕疵。
Which means we must seek after a life of purity without blemish in the sight
of God. 我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
Look at First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第一章的第七节。
1 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神召我们，对不起啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章的第七节啊。
Sorry, chapter 4 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁，第八节。所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。在这里告诉我们，他说啊，神选召我们是有原因、有目的的。
God has a purpose for choosing us.
是有要求的。
He has requirements.
就是要你我成为圣洁。
Which is that we must all be holy.
第八节告诉我们呢。
Verse 8 tells us.
他说那弃绝的哦。
The person who rejects us.
弃绝什么？
Who does he reject?
弃绝追求圣洁，弃绝追求完美啊。
To reject holiness is to reject being perfect.
他说啊，你就是弃绝神啊。
It means you rejected God.
所以在这里告诉我们，
Here tells us,
如果你没有追求圣洁，
If you do not pursue after holiness,
你就不认识神，你就不属于神。
Then you do not know God and you do not belong to God.
但是你会觉得说，没有啊，我没有办法得到变成完全啊。
But we may say it's impossible for us to be perfect.
我又不是耶稣，我还有很多软弱。
I'm not Lord Jesus, I have a lot of weaknesses.
有软弱没有关系啊。
It's okay to have weaknesses.
但是信仰路要不断的在进步哦。
But in our life of faith, we must continue to improve.
所以我们讲说，我们要有耶稣基督的形象。
We must have the image of the Lord Jesus.
他是一个不断追求进步的过程啊。
He was someone who continued to seek improvement.
你看圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕。
The Bible tells us about Abraham.
亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父。
Abraham was the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友。
Abraham was a friend of God.
但是亚伯拉罕一开始就完全了吗？
But was Abraham perfect in the beginning?
其实没有啊。
No.
亚伯拉罕的人生当中也犯过很多错误啊。
Abraham also made a lot of mistakes.
亚伯拉罕会说谎话。
He lied.
他跟人家讲说，哎呀，这个不是我太太啊，这个是我妹妹啊。
He said to others that this is not my wife, she's my sister.
亚伯拉罕会逃跑。
Abraham fled.
遇到了问题啊，下埃及就好啦。
When he saw problems, he fled to Egypt.
亚伯拉罕啊，用自己的方法来解决问题。
Abraham would use his own ways to solve problems.
生不出孩子啊，没关系啊，换个老婆就好啦。
Can't have a kid, I'm just going to have a new wife.
撒拉不会生，没关系，我们找夏甲。
If Sarah can't have a kid, I'll find Hagar.
所以就用人的旨意来试着要完成神的意思。
Use the will of man to fulfill the will of God.
亚伯拉罕有没有他的软弱？
Did Abraham have weaknesses?
是有的。
He did.
但是亚伯拉罕他的人生是一个 不断进步成长的过程啊。
But Abraham's life was full of continual improvement.
所以神对他很满意啊。
And so God was very pleased with him.
为什么？
Why?
因为每次见到他都在进步。
Because every time he saw Abraham, he was improving.
每次看到他都在不断的越来越完全。
And every time he saw Abraham, he was becoming more and more perfect.
从错误当中不断的成长。
From his mistakes, he would grow.
所以神说亚伯拉罕是我的朋友啊。
And that's why God said Abraham is my
friend. 我所做的事情我不会隐瞒亚伯拉罕的。
Cannot hide anything from him.
人有软弱不是问题。
It's not a problem for man to have weaknesses.
问题是在人永远都只活在软弱当中。
But the problem is when man continues to constantly live in his weaknesses.
然后给自己很多的理由跟借口啊。
And give ourselves many excuses.
哎呀，我就是软弱，神知道。
I'm weak, God knows.
啊，我不完全，我是人啊。
I'm imperfect, I'm man.
谁叫神又尘土造我，害我这么脆弱呢？
Why did God make me out of dust and make me so weak?
所以啊，人生有问题，从来不是我的问题啊。
And so whenever there are any problems in my life, I don't blame myself.
有问题，怪天怪地怪父母，从来不怪自己。
If there are any problems, I will blame heaven, blame the earth, blame God, but never myself.
啊，今天我有问题。神你造我不够好。
I have problems. It's because God, you created me imperfectly.
今天我有软弱，都是魔鬼害我的。
I have weaknesses because Satan has, it's Satan's fault.
所以虽然信主多年。
And so even though we believe in Christ for so many years.
没有成长，没有进步，活不出一个神喜悦的人生。
We never improve or are unable to live a life pleasing to God.
其实我们要很小心啊。
We need to be careful.
因为这里讲说，那弃绝的就是弃绝神哦。
The one who rejects holiness rejects God.
弃绝成长，弃绝进步，弃绝圣洁，就是弃绝信仰。
Rejecting improvement, rejecting holiness is rejecting our faith.
所以我们不要以为啊，我只要来到真耶稣教会，我就一定可以得救啊。
So let's not think that as long as I come to True Jesus Church, I will be saved.
啊，更不要以为啊，我有洗礼，我有得圣灵，我就一定会得救哦。
And let us not think that I have been baptized, I have the Holy Spirit, so I will automatically be saved.
那个叫做信仰的开端啊，初步而已啊。
This is the first step in our faith.
哦，接下来就是好像拿到一个赛跑的身份认证而已啊。
The next step is that it's like we are running a marathon.
接下来就是不断的往前奔跑，达到成功的进步。
We need to keep running towards the finish line.
直到跑过终点。
Until we have crossed the finish line.
啊，是啦，你跟我都不完全。
Yes, you and I are imperfect.
但是在不断的追求成为信仰的过程当中。
But in our continual pursuit of our faith.
能够使神得到满意，使神得到喜悦。
When we are able to please God.
所以神就遮盖你，让你成为完全啊。
God will cover us so that we can be perfect.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，他是洁白如雪，如同白羊毛一样。
Bible tells us that this man is white as wool, white as snow.
啊，这也是我们今天必须要努力追求、学习、效法的榜样。
This is the, what we should pursue.
啊，接下来圣经里面告诉我们啊。
Next, the Bible tells us.
啊，他说啊，他我们看回来启示录的第二章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 2.
第二章第一章
Chapter 1.
第一章的14节
Chapter 1 verse 14.
这里讲说他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰啊。这里特别讲说这个人子的形象，眼目如同火焰。
The son of man's eyes are like a flame of
fire. 为什么用火焰来形容眼睛呢？
Why does he use a flame of fire to describe the eyes?
来告诉我们说，在这个眼目当中是看透一切，能够明白一切的。
This means that the eyes are able to see through and understand everything.
我们来看哥林多前书的第二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
第二章的第十五节
Chapter 2 verse 15
十五节
15.
这里讲说属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一个人能够看透他。16节。谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心呢。那在这里告诉我们，我们的眼目要能够看透万事啊。
Here it tells us that our eyes may need to be able to discern all things.
啊，什么叫做眼目如同火焰？什么叫做眼目能够看透万事
？What does it mean to be able to discern all things?
叫做人有基督的心呐、啊。
Which is it means to have the heart of Christ.
到底什么叫做基督的心呢、啊、
？What does it mean to have the heart of Christ?
其实很简单啊，就是你明白神的 的旨意就叫做有基督的心啊。
Understanding the will of God means having the heart of Christ.
你知道神的旨意是什么？
If you know the will of God,
所以你就会按照神的旨意来行。
You will act according to the will of God.
因为你按照神的旨意来行。
And because you do so,
所以你走在正路当中，你就永远都是对的。
You will walk on the correct path and always be right.
这个对不是你的选择。
This correctness is not your own choice.
这个对是因为你走在神的旨意当中。
This right is because you walk in the will of God.
所以啊，当一个人的眼目如同火焰，
So when a person's eyes are like flames of fire,
就是他的人生走在智慧当中。
Then their life is walking in wisdom.
他能够看透万事，没有什么可以欺骗他的。
They're able to discern all things and nothing can deceive them.
但是我们今天这里所讲的看透万事啊，
But what does it mean to discern all things?
不是讲说哦，你的眼睛很厉害啊，好像 X 光一样啊。
It doesn't mean that you could see through everything like an X-ray.
不是说啊，哎呀，你去看那个魔术表演啊，你一看就知道他怎么骗你的。
And you see a magic show and you're immediately able to tell how he fooled you.
所以啊，每次去看魔术啊，就跑上去给人家拆台啊，这样子不可以啊。
And then you tell everyone what the secret was.
所以啊，今天讲的眼目如同火焰，生命路上拥有智慧，在讲什么？
When we talk about flames of fire and walking in wisdom, what do we mean?
就是你能够看得非常清楚。
Which it means that we can see things clearly.
你可以看到说，哎，这个路上有魔鬼为你设下的陷阱。
We're able to see that on this path, Satan has set a trap for us.
哎，这里有生命路上有一个大坑洞，让你掉下去。
That on this path of life, we see this huge ditch that we're about to fall into.
但是因为你如同眼目如同火焰，看得非常清楚啊。
Because we have eyes like flames of fire, we're able to see this clearly.
所以魔鬼的伎俩骗不了你。
And so Satan cannot deceive.
人生的坑洞你懂得避开。
And we're able to avoid the pits of life.
所以当圣经里面讲到主耶稣被魔鬼试探的时候，
The Bible tells us how the Lord Jesus was tempted by Satan.
圣经里面讲得很有趣哦。
And it talks about it in a very interesting manner.
我们来看一下。
Let's look at it.
我们来看一下马可福音呢。
Let's look at Mark.
我们不要用马可好了。那我们用哪里比较适合？我们看用路加的第四章哦。
Let's look at Luke chapter 4.
路加的第四章啊。
Luke 4.
这个是很多人掉进去的坑里啊。
This is the pit that many people fall into.
我们看第四章。
Chapter 4.
第一节。
First one.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野40天，受魔鬼的试探。第二节，这些日子没有吃什么，日子满了他就饿了。第三节，魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。好，我们就看到这里。
Let's read up to four.
这个我们非常熟悉啊。
It's a story we're really familiar with.
魔鬼三次试探耶稣，耶稣靠着神的话得胜，这个我们都知道啊。
Satan tempted Jesus three times, and Jesus using the word of God, were able to overcome it.
但是很多时候我们少看了一句啊。
We know this very clearly, but we often overlook a phrase.
我们看第二节啊。
Let's look at verse two.
那些日子他没有吃什么。
He was hungry. He hadn't eaten anything.
后面加了一句。日子满了。
And when the days had ended.
这句话就很可怕了。
This, is a really scary phrase.
这句话什么意思？
What does this mean?
这句话说试探已经结束了。
It means that the temptation had already ended.
魔鬼四十天要害他，要吓他，要骗他。好，耶稣基督都没有上当。
Satan had already tempted him for 40 days, and Jesus had overcome it.
这里讲说日子满了，时候到了，考试结束哦，叮，按铃了，时候结束了。
The time had ended, the test was over. There,
你看我们每次在学校考 midterm 考 final 啊，你一听到那个叮，你就知道说，哎，笔放下来，考卷交上去，结束了哈，松一口气嘛，结束了嘛。
Anytime you take a midterm or final, you hear the bell, then you know that the midterm's over, and you can take a sigh of relief.
但是啊，在这里讲说。日子满了，底下才开始讲他的试探哦。
The days had ended, and then it starts talking about the temptation afterwards.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
意思就是前面那40天都是骗人的。
It means that the 40 days were a lie.
前面那个40天只是一个 decoy, 只是一个要骗你的一个假象而已啊。
The first 40 days were just a decoy.
是等你松一口气说，哈，啊，好的，时间到了，已经叮了，日子满足了，你以为结束了。魔鬼才开始啊。
They're waiting for you to breathe a sigh of relief and believe that all the temptation is over, and then Satan will tempt us.
很多时候人都是掉在这个坑里啊。
Most people fall into this type of trap.
我们发觉说啊，人有大患难的时候啊，抓神抓得特别紧啊。
When we have great tribulation, we hold on to God very tightly.
啊，但是啊，当人得到平安，当问题解决。
But once the problem is resolved and we receive peace,
或者是事工完成啊，松了一口气啦。
Or when the work is over, we breathe a sigh of relief.
你在那松一口气之后，魔鬼的攻击才真的开始啊。
And it is when we breathe a sigh of relief that Satan's work really begins.
就在你最没有想到的时候，他就来了。
At the time where you would least suspect it, he comes.
啊，所以啊，耶稣基督有如火焰一样的眼目啊。
And so the Lord Jesus has eyes like a flame of fire.
啊，虽然日子满了。
Although the days had ended.
魔鬼已经要跟你拜拜了，时间到了。啊，四十天到了，再见了，我走了。
Satan was about to say bye bye. 40 days were over. I'm leaving.
啊，你饿了，饿了你就吃啊，变一下石头就把石头变一下面包就可以吃了。我走了，我走了。
Oh, I'm leaving. Oh, you're hungry? Just go ahead and change the rocks to bread. I'm going to leave right now.
在最不经意的时候，最可怕的陷阱就进来了。
It is when you least expected that the most dangerous time comes.
哦，所以啊，耶稣基督没有掉到这个陷阱当中。
But the Lord Jesus did not fall into this trap.
因为他有智慧的眼目，能够看透万事。
Because he had eyes of wisdom to was able to discern all things.
哦，所以我们要常常祷告啊。
So we must pray always.
就是祷告求神，让我们眼目如同火焰，能够看透所有魔鬼的计谋。
Pray that God can give us eyes like a flame of fire, so that we can see the deceitfulness of Satan.
能够分辨是非，分辨对。对错，知道怎么样行才能得神的喜悦。
Discern right and wrong and be able to know what to do to fulfill the will of God.
啊，我们下午再继续哦。
We're going to continue in the afternoon.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
第五首。
Hymn number 5.